Call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Any deletions or additions?
I have three additions that will go under new business. One is the June 9th meeting date change. It conflicts with your June 9th district meeting. Item number four will be the gravel tender for 2026. And new business item number five, senior election official, new one.
Okay. We have a mover then?
Stead.
Seconded?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the regular council meeting? Have a mover for that one?
Stead.
Seconded?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And has everyone had a chance to look at the special meeting called May 4th?
Okay.
Seconded?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, carried. We will go to financials. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 26851 to 26210, other 0540 to 0565. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $95,024.21. A mover, please.
McDougal.
Seconder.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
For the two paychecks, whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, other 0566 to 0567. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $3,106.10. Mover?
Stead.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, other 0568 to 0587, now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $4,183.04. A mover.
Okay.
Seconder.
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Where's he going?
Just to let them in.
Oh. Okay, we will go to department reports, public works. Well, that was in your package, and then we had your meeting just today. Utility is the same. It was in the package in another meeting today. Reports of committees, Northeastman Municipal Forum is in the package. I don't think you received any others for this month?
Not yet, but I did receive some late, so they'll go to the next meeting.
Go to the next one. Yeah, and then the big one there, as far as the hospital one goes, I attend on too. Our hospital here, actually, our doctors are not taking any more patients. They're filled up here in Weymouth. A doctor 2 days a week and a nurse practitioner 3 days a week. But other doctors in Pinawa-Beausejour, they are available if you needed a doctor. I don't have that in front of me now, but they are. Verbal reports of committees. Okay, let's go to Councilor Sterrick. Deputy Reeve Honky.
Just the rural forum that we were at yesterday, and I think that's all I got. But there they did have a list of
yeah,
doctors that are available that will take.
But for here, where the main, for our area, it's filled up. Okay. Councilor McDougall?
I was at the provincial planning conference last week, and nothing. I'll make a report to our planning committee. Yeah, it was actually a very, very good conference.
Councilor?
Pardon? Nothing for me today, no.
Okay, and then I think what else, Tim, I'll just comment quickly. You had a fire meeting this week, too.
Yes, correct. The fire meeting.
You're the chair.
I'm the chair.
Delmer, you want to report on that?
All training's completed for our fire department employees and all that for their, you know, they're just waiting for approval now from the government, you know, to go, and then they'll be able to go out on calls and everything like that. But all training is completed up to now. There's ongoing training as it goes, but everybody is completed, so there's 9 of them ready to participate.
You're referring to the new program?
Yeah, to the new program, the FFRs.
They just gotta be, they gotta wait for shared health now.
Yeah, shared health to get it going and that. And then there was, you know, concerns on a few fire hydrants and everything like that, but I think we're gonna figure that all out in the future and everything, so.
And
otherwise, everything's going good, and that, the, you know, they got, hopefully, with the dry summer, everything goes good, so, but.
I have a museum meeting tonight. They're going ahead with a bunch of new stuff. I'll report on it next time. And the work people, the emergency group, they've all been trained in first aid. Every one of them that's on there has been trained in first aid. That's where they're at right now. Then we will go down, we'll shoot down to communications. Manitoba Association of Municipal Emergency Coordinators. Re 2026 conference to be held June 16th, 2026 in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Whereas the 2026 Manitoba Association of Municipal Emergency Coordinators Conference will be held in Winnipeg from June 16, 2026. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Councilor approves Reeve Emeron or designate and 2 Whitemouth Emergency Response Team members to attend the same, and be it further resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. A mover.
Stead.
Seconder.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number 2. OSAT Farm, request by no request for noise bylaw exemption for Way Out Fest, a grassroots music festival. Do you have a letter on that that I can read out?
Yes, I do. I will zoom in for you. Hold on. Maybe.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Way Out Fest is a first year grassroots music festival with camping features featuring some of Winnipeg's best bands. It is being held on Ozarks Farm in Seven Sisters Falls from August 21st to the 23rd. Our mission with Way Out Fest is to bring together a community of 500 people to celebrate music, art, and life. So many great friendships begin at music festivals, including that of Way Out founders Andrew and Tyson. And we want to cultivate an environment where everyone can feel accepted and free to be themselves. In such an environment, forming genuine connections is effortless. According to bylaw 68719, amplified instruments are prohibited after 11 p.m. It is not our intention to disturb the peace of the community around Seven Sisters Falls, many members of which have chosen to live here to be far away from the noise of the city. However, it is the nature of music festivals that they are loud. Though 11 p.m. is a reasonable hour to cut off loud noises under normal circumstances, We'd love to be able to keep the music going until midnight, a crucial final hour in providing a once-in-a-lifetime experience for our guests. This would be for Friday and Saturday night only. We will be going around to all properties in the vicinity to introduce ourselves and the festival, offer free tickets, and are prepared to offer hotel stays to anyone upset with our proposition. We will also be looking for properties in the vicinity where guests can park. We will charge the guests for the privilege, and 100% of the income will go to the property owners. In short, we wish to create an unforgettable weekend of great music, art, and friendships, all while keeping the disturbance to the surrounding area to a minimum. The question is, may we have an exemption to bylaw 68719 and keep the music going until midnight? We believe that events like ours, which bring people together, are extremely important in an ever fragmenting world and are worth making an exception for. Thank you so much for your time. Andrew Boris, co-founder of Way Out. So I'll read it out. Whereas a request has been received from property owners of 74147 Brookfield Road, Ozzet Farms Venue. Am I saying that right?
OSAT. Yeah.
Farms Venue to extend noise bylaw 68719 effective quiet hours from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on August 21st and August 22nd, 2026 for the purpose of a music festival. And whereas the property owners have committed to speaking with neighbors and offering accommodations for the evening if desired, now therefore be it resolved that this request is hereby denied or granted. Do we have questions on it?
I don't know about questions. I like the proposal, well written, good letter, but I just think there's a bit of a legal aspect to this, and wouldn't mind us going into camera to discuss and coming out with a resolution after, or wherever that goes. That's just my opinion.
I agree with Duncan.
It's
something we should discuss.
And if this is something that we need to come back and present, like when I receive that, I put a bunch.
Okay. So
I'm fine with that because we want to get it right. And I agree with Duncan. I think the letter's written very well, and some of the things that you researched, meeting with the residents, and it's not something behind our backs. It's up front, which is positive. So we could take it into camera then.
Okay, so you want us to step out now?
No, we won't do it now. We'll do it at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're done with that part for now.
Okay,
then.
So then should we go?
You can go. Pardon? Lacey will contact.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not good with all the formalities.
Yeah, no, there is so many, right?
Yeah.
So we're fine. You can do whatever you want.
Okay. But you won't have any questions for us or anything. There's not anything to.
No.
Would it be better if we waited?
I think the only way we would come up with that is if we come through something in our in camera, and then we request for you to come back with a
perfect
delegation.
That's
and then you can register it, and then you can come in here and speak.
Awesome. And 2 days prior to?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're talking August, so
we have time, but we want to definitely work with the neighbors sooner than later.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you
very much.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Number 3, Public Utility Board, Notice of Decision. Okay, that's a notice on the propane. You've seen that. It's in your package. And then we'll go. Number 4 is the same thing. Public Utilities Board, Notice on Decision on the Gas, Central Gas, Commodity Rates. The rates are May 1st at 26. Number 5 is Bossier Community Planning Subdivision Conditional Approval. Well, we've got the approval on that. There's nothing there. Number 6, Rural Municipality of Reynolds, June District Resolution Amendments to the Municipal Act and the Planning Act. So really what they're doing there, and you can correct me, Lacey, my notes when I read is they want to do this so that they can email these notices instead of sending them? Is that, instead of mailing them out?
They want to make it so that there's an option for email rather than strictly mail. And a few other changes in there. And what they're requesting is either support or co-sponsorship. So I did write the resolution as they presented it. And if council does see fit and approves it, I'll send it off. If not, that's entirely up to council's decision.
I believe they're in front of the municipal board because they emailed some notices out and they're challenging it now. The municipal board resident is challenging it.
Can you scroll down, please?
Yep.
Reading slower than...
Oh, sorry.
All right, scroll up. Thank you.
Should I read it out?
Again?
You have to start at the top.
Start at the top? Sure thing. Right there?
Okay, whereas municipalities are...
What is our ask on this as council? So you had suggested either co-sponsor this at the AMM level or just a show of support?
So we can, as a council, you can co-sponsor it, so you can pass the resolution and submit it as well.
I didn't get to the bottom of the resolution.
Yep. Or you could just be supportive of them, or you can be non-supportive.
Okay, I will read it out.
I'll go all the way to the top and
thank
read
you,
it.
Sorry.
Whereas municipalities are required on the Municipal Act CCSM M225 and the Planning Act CCSMC P80 to provide notice of hearing bylaw amendments and other statutory matters through prescribed methods of service, and whereas Section 4211 of the Municipal Act allows for service by mail or other communication facilities where confirmation can be obtained, but does not explicitly recognize email as a standard and accepted form of communication. And whereas Section 163(1)(c), the Planning Act permits notice by email or other electronic communication only where the recipient has provided written consent, creating administrative barriers and limiting efficient communications. And whereas municipalities increasingly rely on electronic communication, including email, as a primary, efficient, and cost-effective method of providing notice to residents, property owners, and stakeholders. And whereas the requirement to obtain prior written consent to use email under the Planning Act has created unnecessary delays, increased administrative burden, and has contributed to procedural challenges, including the need for additional hearings, such as preliminary hearings before the municipal board. And whereas modernization legislation to explicitly permit email as a standard method of service without requiring prior written consent would improve efficiency, reduce costs, and better reflect current communication practices. And whereas such amendments would enhance transparency, timelines, and accessibility of municipal process while maintaining the ability to confirm delivery through electronic means. Wow. And whereas these amendments would support municipalities in delivering more efficient, cost-effective, and accessible services, and to reduce the risk of procedural challenges that may otherwise result in delays or additional hearings before the municipal board. Therefore, be it resolved that the Association of Manitoba Municipalities, AMM, lobby the province of Manitoba to amend Section 4211 of the Municipal Act to explicitly include email as an accepted method of service where delivery confirmation can be obtained, and Section 163(1)(c), the Planning Act, to remove the requirement for prior written consent and instead permit email or other electronic communications as a standard method of providing notice, and other relevant provisions within the Planning Act, including Section 1681, as well as the Municipal Act and any other acts that this may concern, to ensure consistency and allowing electronic communication methods for statutory notices related to any matters.
Did you want to see the communication from Reynolds?
I read it, but... This is from Reynolds. Good afternoon. The RM of Reynolds has passed the enclosed resolution for submission to the AMM regarding updates to the Municipal Act and the Planning Act. We're reaching out to neighboring municipalities to request your support for this resolution, either through formal endorsement or co-sponsorship at the AMM level. We would greatly appreciate your consideration in supporting or co-sponsoring this resolution. Please feel free to contact me if you require further information or would like to discuss this in more detail. Thank you, Kim. So where are we at here? What's everyone thinking?
Oh, I think we should support it. I mean, email's a new way of communicating. Not a new way, but a firm way.
How are you with emailing lately?
I think it should definitely be added in there as a form of notification. Yeah. We don't move with the times, we'll be left behind.
Well, I'm sure they're not going to be the only municipality that's going to be talking about this. So as far as supporting it goes, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm in favor of supporting. I wouldn't want to be a co-sponsor at the MM level, but if they wanted the letter of support.
Letter of support. Yeah.
Then they know they've got our votes at AMM. I would, if someone's changed their mind, but.
That's where I'm at, sure.
Okay, so I can send them a letter of support.
Okay, good. So we're, okay. Yeah, I was just looking at. Number 7, Municipal Governance and Advisory, Bulletin 2026-15, ECC, Private Well Testing and Subsidy Reminder. Well, that's just, what did I write in my notes from that one? That's been posted anyways, hasn't it?
I did post it on Facebook and whatnot. And it's more just for our private well owners, and we do have quite a few private well owners.
Yeah, and it's a reminder to them they can reach out. There's a charge to it, but you know, you can get it done once a year and you know whether your water is good or bad. Number 8, Manitoba Wildlife Federation, MWF's position on the Seal River Watershed Proposal. Again, I think, Lacey, we need more information on this, and this is more our private ratepayers could reach out to the government and engage in Manitoba and engage whatever they're thinking on this. It's not just from us on this.
I 100% agree with you. I wouldn't want to speak as a municipal representative towards something that may not be everyone in our municipality's position.
Yeah.
Not everybody agrees with what they present in these
papers. I don't think so, and I don't think we should either, because I read the whole thing, it's just more boards upon boards and cutting back hunting zones and whatever, but the public could reach out to that.
Would you like administration to post the Engage Manitoba?
So that they have easy
access to it?
Something so the residents can see that and then, you know, and start looking at it.
Whose site is Engage Manitoba, just to be certain?
So that is the provincial one, I believe.
If it's provincial, but if it's part of the associations, I would, yeah. No, good, thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so we'll post that to just so that the public is aware that they can speak on it themselves,
they can speak on it themselves and post their opinions on it.
All right.
I don't think we're in any position to support that.
Yeah, feelings are strong on both sides, so
yeah,
it's a personal.
Okay,
yep.
I'll post the link.
We'll go to number 9, Manitoba Transportation and Infrastructure, REA 2026 Noxious Weed Agreement Offer. Everybody has their opinion on that, but I have mine on that, and I think, again, it's another downloading from the province. I mean, and this is strictly for highways. If their weeds are in their ditch, let them take care of it. We don't have an agreement with that. We never did. And it's very costly.
This is something that's going to be coming up at the next CAO meeting as well.
Yeah.
So if I can come back with any information I receive
more
from there.
Yeah. That's my opinion. I don't know. Whatever you guys think.
Oh, I'm okay. It's
I don't support that anyway.
No, not downloaded.
No. You have to be careful because there's so much of it. Okay. Unfinished business. Lagoon, again, that's tabled. Lacey's still working on it. Actually sent some stuff in this week, see if we can get meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same with the water line south of Elma, right? Same.
Yeah, same situation.
Same situation. Zoning bylaws table. White Mouth Reynolds Planning District restructuring. I think we're just waiting back for, we're waiting here at the table for some feedback back. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Councilor McDougall on your planning?
Yeah, as I had our next meeting, unfortunately, tomorrow's meeting was canceled, but at our next meeting, there should be more come of that, how the planning district is going to propose the restructure.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Number 5, 2026 general election, information for prospective candidates. Again, I think there's going to be, well, maybe you know a little more. There's 3 sessions coming up here.
So there's going to be, we don't have the exact dates or the locations yet, but there are going to be 3 in our region. There's still the option for us to do one ourselves too, but there will be 3 put on by Community Futures in our region. Once I have the dates and the locations, I will bring that to council.
Good. Land sales, that's ongoing. Number 7, handy van policy. Thank you for all the information there. But I'll speak for myself right now, is after I got it yesterday, I need more time to look at all that. There are some interesting different things in there. There's a lot there to really figure out. I don't know, Lacey, whether admin needs to get more info. I don't know. There's a lot there. And if someone else is prepared, that's good. But
I wish there would have been info from Bossier. That would be really nice. I know you tried twice. And
we did just get some added, but it's probably not what you were expecting. But I will, let's just see if I can.
Some of it doesn't look too bad. I mean, it's just we're in a tough situation. If we could just get it a little bit more,
I can't
help
access
on
it from
it would
here.
Help us bring our rates down, but we don't. So, I don't know.
Yeah, Bolshezer is kind of unique too. It's operated by a volunteer board,
mm-hmm.
but they provide service for both the Bolshezer and the arm of Broken Head. So
it's a big area.
It. Yeah.
What is available for grants for this? I mean, is there a list of?
We usually get the operating grant that covers some of the cost. And we can look and see if we can find additional grants as well.
I think if we could find an additional grant, that would really help us. The area of concern for me mostly, I don't know about the, they're all concerns.
Okay.
New business, chlorine and pH analyzer replacements.
Okay.
You got
This was part of the financial plan and a budgeted item.
Yep. So whereas quotes for 3 chlorine and pH analyzer replacement parts have been received and reviewed, and whereas these analyzers are required under the Rural Municipality of White Mouth Water Treatment and Distribution Operating License, now therefore be it resolved that quote 4, consisting of 3 chlorine sensors and rebuild kits not to exceed $21,324.51, plus applicable taxes is hereby approved.
Honky.
Second there. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay. Then we will go to truck for public works. Now, whereas quotes for a truck for public works have been received and provided for review, and now therefore be it resolved that the 2020-24 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab Standard Box 4-Wheel Drive Pro be purchased from Vicker Community Chevrolet at a cost not to exceed $53,755.52, which includes all taxes, be it for... And further be it resolved that the extended warranty be purchased for $3,599 plus applicable taxes. A mover.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now we're going to go to the add-ons. Meeting date changed.
Yes, so this would be for your regular meeting date. That's June 9th. That's also going to be the district meeting date for White Mouth.
So, you put it for June 10th, Wednesday?
It's up to whichever you see fit.
Isn't there something on June 10th?
So. You have a meeting on June 4th.
What do I have on June 4th?
IRA.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good with the 10th, if that works for others.
I'm good with
Wednesday.
The
10th.
Public works is Monday. 10th is fine.
10th? Let's go. Okay, whereas our regular meeting was to be held on Tuesday, June 9th, 2026, which date conflicts with the Association of Manitoba Municipalities District Meeting, and therefore be it resolved that this council meeting be changed and held on June 10th, 2026. Mover.
Thank you.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. And when do we have public works?
Monday.
Monday then?
Yeah.
Which Monday?
That'll be the 8th, right?
I plan on being in Bruce's room.
Yeah, I got it marked here, the 2 for that. Can we not just have public works that Wednesday? Same where we are now?
Okay. Well, it's up to Lacey if she can.
Should be able to manage it.
Well, we're having council
too. Yeah. Day later.
Yeah. Okay. And then we will go to. Which one are we on? Oh, gravel tender. Whereas tenders for gravel, crushing, and loading have been requested, received, and reviewed for the 2026 gravel haul. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the successful tenderer for the north is Ron's Backhoe Incorporated at the rate of $10.65 per ton, plus applicable taxes.
Honky.
We have a seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Whereas tenders for gravel crushing and loading have been requested, received, and reviewed for the 2026 gravel haul, and therefore be it resolved that the successful tender for the south is SEG Enterprises Excavating at a rate of $11.25 per ton, plus applicable taxes.
Stead.
Mover, Stead, seconder. All in favor?
The next one was for the SOE.
Okay, we're going to go into camera.
Yes.
In camera for the SOE?
Yeah, that's personnel, so.
And then the meeting date change?
You did that one.
We did that one, so. Then we're going to go in camera.
Have a good day.
Be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 1523 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following item. Personnel, and be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83(1)(d) of the Municipal Act.
Okay.
Dugald.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, for communication number two, whereas a request has been received from property owners of 74147 Brookfield Road, Ozark Farms venue for exemption of noise bylaw 687192E for the purpose of a music festival to be held August 21st to 23rd. And whereas music will end at 12 a.m. August 21st and August 22nd. And whereas the property owners have committed to speaking with neighbors and offering accommodations for the evening if desired. Now therefore be it resolved that this request is hereby granted, and further be it resolved that section 2G of the noise bylaw 687-19 also be included in the granted exemption. And further be it resolved that this approval is solely for the event Way Out Festival held August 21st to the 23rd, 2026. Can we have a mover for this, please?
McDougal.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. For new business item 5, SEO, whereas section 1532 of the Municipal Councils and School Board Elections Act provides as follows, 153.2, a person appointed as the returning officer of a local authority under the Local Authorities Election Act is deemed to be the senior election official of that authority under this act until his or her term of office expires or until his or her successor is appointed under this act.
I apologize. I have the incorrect resolution up. Just let me pull up the right one here for you.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. Whereas Section 10.1 of the Municipal Councils and School Board Elections Act requires each municipality to appoint a senior election official who will be responsible to arrange and conduct all the aspects of municipal elections. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Margaret Lipinski be hereby appointed as the Rural Municipality of Whitemouth Senior Elections Official. And be it further resolved, she is responsible to ensure all election requirements are met. And further be it resolved that she be at the rate of $25 per hour plus mileage as per municipal policies. And I'm out of here. Whereas section, the next
one. Oh, motion.
Oh, we need a mover for that. I was just pissed off.
Stead.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and enough
of this shit.
We got one more.
Okay, whereas Lois Bryan has proposed providing training and consultation work to be the new senior election official. Now therefore be it resolved that Lois Bryan be hereby paid a rate of $300 for up to 10 hours of senior election official training work. And be it further resolved, she be paid at a rate of $30 per hour for an additional approved work. Mover.
McDougald.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
No.
Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 2:32 p.m.